The Philippines warned it is unlikely to ratify tomorrow's landmark Southeast Asian Charter unless Myanmar restores democracy and frees opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The acting director at Burma Campaign UK is Mark Farminer. He says the unexpected ultimatum is a clear sign that Myanmar will continue to hamper progress by the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
ASEAN has moved a long way on Burma. They are publicly critical. They're calling for change. They've effectively abandoned their policy of non-interference, but they're not yet moved to a position where they're prepared to impose any sort of political or economic sanctions. But I think the mere fact that that's even been discussed, even if it is sort of behind the scenes, is a sign of how impatient ASEAN has become with Burma. And we're expecting the European Union and ASEAN in the summit they're having this week, again, Burma to dominate that. And this will be of a great annoyance to ASEAN countries who want to move on. They're democratic countries themselves now. They want to build their economies, and yet time and again they're having to deal with the problems in Burma.